Explorers in Portaferry, it's reopening. Let's start with something that makes you feel good. After a public outcry and numerous protests in Portaferry and at Stormont, Northern Ireland's only public aquarium will finally reopen this morning. Maybe you're on your way down there as we speak. If you are, tell us what you're looking forward to. 90333105 is the number. It's cost £2 million to revamp the attraction. The people behind the hugely successful Crumlin Road jail experience are actually in charge of making Explorers break even this time round and maybe make a profit. A lady who knows a lot about tourism, Anne Moorland, is in charge. Anne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
And you've worked under many guises in the tourist industry. Would you accept that this is the toughest gig you've ever had?
Well, it's certainly one that will be challenging, I'm no doubt at all, but I'm excited about it. As you rightly said, the guys behind us, the operators, have done a fantastic job at Crumlin Road Jail. And with the years of experience I have in tourism, and it's on my doorstep, I overlook Explorers, so I have a vested interest that I would love to see this been rebuilt into, you know, one of the best visitor attractions that we could have in Northern Ireland, right on the shores of Strangfloch. Magnificent scenery, you know, we really are a little gem here. And I know people have to travel to get into the car. It's an hour from Belfast, probably 2 hours from north of Dublin. But when they get here, the £2 million has been so well invested, Frank. They will not be disappointed.
So if people arrive in Portaferry today or any day in the near future and they come to the door of Explorers, how different will it be from what we used to see when the likes of UTV filmed in it about twice every year?
They did indeed, Frank, and we were very grateful for that. But certainly the investment has been great. It was tired, it needed refurbished, it needed a fresh look and a fresh approach as well. And the management in it are very forward thinking and have future plans. But yes, as you come in through the main reception, it's bright and airy, it's imaginative, it does reflect its locality. Our whole Strangford and Viking history is not lost whatsoever. We've kept it and it sits to the fore in the main area that you come round. But what we've done is animated it. We've taken away the storyboards, we've put AV screens up, all the fish are detailed there, so there's lots of little hidden extras that you can find, and all the tanks have a story to tell within the whole Viking heritage. So, you know, it'll be educational as well as entertaining. And, you know, that's about half of the number of tanks that we have within the actual Explorers. So when you move from the Viking area, we're taking you on a global journey on the world's oceans. And again, that's very important that we reflect that from an educational point of view as well for young and old. And we've over 10 beautiful tropical tanks from everything from the Red Sea to Caribbean to the Indian Ocean. And you will even find a few dories and Nemos if you look.
Yeah, it's funny. There's something hypnotic about going to an aquarium or something like Explorers, because the only tourist attraction that I've ever gone back to on a second visit was the Monterey Aquarium. And like, it is the state of the art, it's the world leader. But you go in, you buy a ticket, they say you buy a ticket and you get a free ticket for tomorrow. Most people will think, ah, she'll never be back tomorrow. I actually did go back the second day because there was so much to see. We don't expect the Portaferry attraction to be anything like that, but it is an brilliantly therapeutic experience standing watching the fish, isn't it?
It definitely is, and we've had lots of different stakeholders and local businesses and lots of opportunity people to come in and have a look, and that's what they've said, it's mesmerising. But I would actually say to you, Frank, that actually the team behind this, the designers behind it, Nautilus, have done a tremendous job, and I mean, it's one of the best. I would definitely say we're pitching it up there in terms of the All-Ireland aquariums. And when people come in, every time you look in the tank, you'll see something different. The coral reef that they've created is amazing, and the animation within each of the tanks to really bring it alive. You know, we've got a Smuggler's Cove, and we've got a big sunken galley ship in it. We've got a pirate's cave with treasure chests, and we've got all the magnificent fish going around it. And of course, you'll find some reef sharks and some of the big rays as well. So it really, really is something else. And of course, we have not forgotten our seals and our very important educational program that we have in terms of rehabilitation. But alongside that, because we only see them for 3 or 4 months of the year, we've actually brought in a lovely little pair of otters. They're a little Asian short claw, and Bourbon and Sangari are really great fun, and the kids are going to love them. But we have a few surprises up our sleeve as well whenever people go out to look at the big pools outside. So Great restaurant, all refurbished, fantastic shop. The doors are open from 10 o'clock today and we're really looking forward to seeing everybody. But I would say, plan your journey. You can go online and book your tickets at explorecni.com, but make sure you, when you come in, you know, today, the next few days, you may have a little bit of delay, but we've plenty of parking and we'll look after everybody and we're really looking forward to having the doors open and supporting the local economy and in supporting the Stranford destination, because it really is the jewel in the crown. And as you said, I worked in Tourism NI and it's one of our hidden treasures and we're really ready to show it off.
Do you have a crocodile?
We do have a crocodile. We have a great, great area upstairs.
A
real crocodile. Frank, you'll have to come down and see. The crocodile is fantastic and it's got a great enclosure. But we also have a python. We've got some corn snakes. So again, to lots of things. As I say to you, you can go on a journey around the world. The rainforests are there. We've got the otters. We've got the tropical fish. And we, of course, come back home to our roots with our Viking heritage. So I think there's something for everyone when they come in. And of course, you know, stop off in the coffee shop and restaurant, and you can come into the coffee shop and restaurant at any time. You don't need to buy a ticket in through the door, so it'll be open from 10 o'clock daily, and we know that will help support the local businesses as well.
Of course, but a crocodile like there 24/7, day and night, is that fair on an old crocodile?
Well, it is. It has settled in really well. It has been a rescue crocodile, and we've got a fantastic team of marine biologists. We have 7 or 8 of our aquarists who are all qualified and have all been trained. He's got a fantastic enclosure, lots of room to grow. He's only 2 years old, so he's got plenty. And as I say, we've got great aspirations here in.
What do you mean he's only two.
What,
so this is a newt? Is that what you have? Is it a crocodile or a newt?
Oh, no. He's only 2 years old. And I tell you, he's lively and he's great fun. But he has settled in really well. And obviously, the husbandry and the guys from the, you know, from our quest that look after him, you know, we manage that really, really well. And he has certainly settled in great. And I know, yes, he's going to be a great, you know, but it's a learning and educational point of view as well for kids. Because they come in and, you know, originally when it was just the native fish, you know, the story was ended and people really didn't, you know, when they came back, maybe they came back once or twice. But as you say, I think we've so many dimensions here at it. And as I say, we're starting to plan. My background's also in events and we want to look to see what we can do to encourage this and maybe have evening economy activity as well, because the centre was only open 9 to 5 previously and it really didn't do it justice. It has much more potential and we will be looking at that. As I say, the operators have put a fantastic effect into the Crumlin Road Jail. They have over 500,000 visitors in 3 years, so I think that speaks for itself. They're committed, they're passionate about the local economy. They really want to invest here, and I wouldn't have jumped ship and come with them if I didn't think it was a long-term goal, and we'll work together to ensure that we deliver that.
You have what is the best word for this? A responsibility to ensure that it works, because there's been a lot of wrangling at political level, there's been public money and so on and so forth. It needs to work, doesn't it?
It does need to work, and I think it was an asset that, you know, as I say, for various reasons, had got tired and indeed needed to be reinvigorated. But I think it's a public-private sector development now, and sometimes, you know, when things just sit in public sector, those things can happen. You know, money maybe becomes short because of the downturn. But as I say, I think as you go along in tourism, you'll see all the best projects are those that engage with both private and public sector, and that really means that both parties work together to ensure that collectively we deliver. But also for us here, it's very important that we're investing in the local businesses. And as I say, I had over 50 of local businesses in with me on Friday, and they were wild with what was here. And I'm sort of saying to these guys, listen, you have to also add for the visitor experience coming in here. You know, Stranford has Castle Ward on the western side, Mount Stuart on the left. We've got an abundance of great artisan producers locally. We've got a fantastic array of activities that you can get onto in the lock. It's the best kept hidden secret that really needs to be told, and we are quite confident that the team that we have here in place can deliver a magnificent success, and we'll work very hard to do that.
Well, today is some day to show it off, and every day in the future you'll be hoping that people are booked in to visit the Explorers, the new look Explorers. Everything sorted out with the staff of yesteryear, because there had been problems there?
No, I think that was, you know, the council actually, you know, the operators came in. Now actually they've maintained, there's a few staff that have moved over, but others were offered a voluntary exit, I think, strategy, which they did. But we have a fresh new team. A lot of local people are employed here, which is fantastic as well. But as I say, we've got young, vibrant, 7 or 8 fantastic marine biologists, all just graduates. They've doctorates, they've got masters, they've got degrees, but they've also got great personality, which is what it's all about, because the visitor experience is central to what we're about. Every time a visitor comes into that door, we want to know that they go out happy and that they'll come back again. As I say, as you rightly said earlier on, every time you come in, every evening I'm closing up here and I walk around, I see something different in the tank, so something really special. And indeed, the evening activity of the fish is quite different to their daytime activity. So I think, you know, we've lots of opportunities how we can grow that and develop that as well. So you know what, keep watching, Frank, and I'll keep talking to you about it, and I think we're going to have something phenomenal here.
And you can fairly sell a product, girl. Listen, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Not at all, Frank. Thank you very much indeed.
That's the new boss of Explorers, Anne Moorland.